I could see something ahead, through the dense, packed rainforest foliage. A light, definitely artificial, I thought, perhaps the allies I was supposed to be meeting. I hoped that was the case anyway. I did not have many allies now. The few left in the Orthodox power structure had managed to break me out of custody before the trial, but they had not been able to assist me in reaching sanctuary. Very probably those friends would be shot for their treason. So be it. They had made the necessary sacrifice. I had expected nothing less. At first, it had not even been a war. The Brasilia and the Baghdad had arrived in orbit, confronted by the skeletal hulk of the old Santiago. For long months, nothing had happened, the two Allied ships maintaining a chill observational silence. They had launched a pair of shuttles on trajectories which would bring them down in the peninsula's northern latitudes. I had wished I could have saved a speck of antimatter in the old ship, just to fire up its engine for a moment, and to douse the shuttles with that killing lance. But I had never learned the trick of shutting down an antimatter reservoir. The shuttles had come down, then made further flights back up to orbit, ferrying down sleepers. More long months of waiting. And then the attacks had begun, skirmish squads moving down from the north, striking against the Santiago's nascent settlements. So what that there were barely 3,000 people on the whole planet? It was enough for a small war, and it had been quiet at first, giving both sides time to dig in, consolidate, breed. Not really a war at all. But my own side was still trying to have me executed for war crimes. It was not that they were interested in peace with the enemy, too much had happened for that. But they certainly blamed me for bringing about the whole situation. They would kill me and then return to the fray. Ungrateful sons of bitches. They had twisted everything now. They had even changed the name of the planet as a kind of joke, not Journey's End anymore. Sky's Edge. Because of the edge I had given them to be the first to arrive. I hated it. I knew what they meant by it. A sick acknowledgement of the necessary crime, a reminder of what had brought them here. But the name was sticking. Now I paused, not merely to catch my breath. I had never really liked the jungle. There were rumors of things in it, large things which slithered, but no one I trusted had ever seen one. Just stories, then, that was all. Just stories. But I was still lost. The light I had seen earlier was gone now. It might have been obstructed by a thick patch of trees, or perhaps I'd imagined it all along. I looked around me. It was very dark, and everything looked the same. The sky was blackening overhead. 61 Cygni B, normally the brightest star in the sky apart from Swan, was below the horizon, and the jungle would soon just be a darkening extension of that blackness. Perhaps I was going to die here. But then I thought I saw movement far ahead, a milky shape which I had first assumed was the same patch of light I'd seen earlier. But this milky shape was much closer, approaching me, in fact. It was man-shaped, and it was stepping towards me through the overgrowth. It shone, as if imbued with its own inner luminosity. I smiled. I recognized the shape now. I shouldn't have been afraid. I should have remembered that I was never truly alone, that my guide would appear to show me the way forward. "You didn't think I'd forget you, did you?" Clown said. "Come on. It's not far now." Clown led me on. It had not been my imagination, not completely. There was a light.